Welcome back to the second segment of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO, here with the offensive coordinator of the Mexico High School football team, Andy Baker. We were doing some reminiscing here before we hit the record button again, but I'm excited to talk about this. Talk about that first year coaching some of those seventh grade athletes, and who were some of those athletes, if you will?
Yeah, no, a lot of the guys off that team, Craig Williams, Jason Brookins was a seventh grader, Brett Lynn, Gail Adams was on that team. I'm going blank on it. It's been a lot of years ago now. It's 1988, but a lot of those guys that were it was a real good group, and you could tell Mexico football was going to be all right down if they all stayed out down the line. So
sure.
It was fun. But there's, you know, it's seventh grade football. Kids are just learning things, and you take it one step at a time, and you assume nothing as a coach, and you just start from square one. And
how was the record that first year?
I believe we were 2-2-1.
Okay.
We had a policy that year when we started. I think there were 48 guys out for seventh grade football, if I remember right, 48-49. We divided the group into two offenses and two defenses, and one offense only played two quarters no matter what, and the other offense played two quarters. And we did the same thing with the defense. So everybody was on that field. Win, lose, or draw. And that group was 2-2-1 by playing just everybody. And when quarter three came up, that next offense was in and that next defense was in, no matter what was happening.
Everybody knew it was their time.
So Jason Brookins only played two quarters of offense in that game.
Well, let's talk about JB. Jason Brookins, my old classmate,
you know,
from 1994. He goes on to NFL fame. Played for the Baltimore Ravens, also with the Green Bay Packers. Kind of talk about Jason as an athlete. He was something special.
He was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And as seventh grade, just like you get your growth at different times. Jason was a little smaller at that time, but he didn't back down from anybody, and he could run around you or run over you attempt to run over you. Jason was a great athlete, and then he just, as you get older, you get your growth at different times, and he started getting his growth as he got into high school, he was great to work with, and he hard worker.
Oh, yeah.
Hard worker.
There's no doubt about it. Still talk to Jason every once in a while. Always good to run into him.
Mm-hmm.
And not have him run into you.
But yeah,
you
no, know, exactly. Exactly.
You've had some other nice athletes that have played for you. Teron Loop comes to mind. The NBA head coach right now of the Los Angeles Clippers. He does a lot for the community.
Yeah.
But he was your quarterback, too, in high school?
Yeah, and I started coaching freshman football in 1991, and I did 2 years as an assistant under Jeff Moore in 89 and 90, how this kind of the bug starts catching with you, and then Jeff asked if I would head up the freshman program in 91, so my quarterback that year was Teron Liu. He was a freshman and phenomenal athlete, could throw the ball a mile, and we had Tony Miller, we had Steve Wilson, we had Desi Tipton, we had a lot of great.
Danton Green play on that team?
No, Danton was a year younger.
He was a year younger.
He was
okay.
A year younger. I believe that's right.
Yeah,
year or two younger. Danton was a year older than those guys.
Right.
He was a freshman in 1990, so he was already a sophomore when I went down to do freshman football in 91. So Danton was a year older than those guys.
I don't know
Danton
how you keep all that straight.
I'm not sure.
Class of 94. I can't even remember all that.
You've got a pretty good
memory for sure.
But no, it was a good group. And like I said, Teron hadn't moved away. I joked with Coach Moore, the head coach at the time. I said, if you've ever thought about running option football, I said, here's your quarterback right here. It's a point guard on the football field.
For sure. Some of your favorite moments from coaching Mexico football. We experienced, we were one game away from that Final Four appearance a couple of years ago. Ran into the St. Mary's machine, if you will.
They were impressive.
They were very impressive. Some of your favorite moments over the years.
Doing freshman football, I'd say we had a run there. I did freshman football for 10 or 11 years. we had a run there where we beat Hannibal like 4 years in a row, beat Helias 4 years in a row, playing, you know, and so our freshman schedule was pretty tough. So we played Helias every year. We played, you know, and we played the two of the three Columbia schools, which their freshman football was in their junior highs back then. Wow. So we would play. So we were always playing, you know, good sized schools. And so of those was just seeing them develop, and then also know that they can compete with those schools, which we did, and came out on top. And then I think as we got older, when Bernie Rothrock became head coach in 03, he asked me to come up and help on varsity football with him. And I think one of those special times was that 04 team that we went 8-2, won the conference, had a share of the conference title. We shared it with Kirksville that year.
That was a North Central Missouri Conference back then, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was.
Yeah, it was North Central Missouri Conference. And having a share of that, and that was a real good group of guys that we had that were just hard workers and really got along great. And we didn't have just our big play guy was Tyler Hayden. If he was our quarterback, if he kept the ball and could run, he could go the distance in a heartbeat. And
just that quick.
Yeah, he was real quick kid who was a great runner. So when he kept the ball, but we had just a great offensive. Oh well, Coach Simmons, who's helping on varsity now, was on. Oh, he's a sophomore on that team.
Travis Simmons
was one of our top lineman, along with Matt Smith, who was a senior in that group, and Simmons was a sophomore. So,
very nice.
But that team, and then of course, you know, it's to go. What was that? 2020.
This was 2021.
Yeah, was that so, the?
Yeah,
was that our team that went to the?
Right after the COVID, I believe, or was it right before?
So it
somewhere in
no,
there.
It'd be right after. I think. But that team that made it to the summit, that is a fun run to catch fire toward the end of the season and make a run to the Final Four. Even though it ended with St. Mary's, we told the guys, you got to keep your head up there. That is a phenomenal team. It's easy to walk away from that. You know that that's just a better team.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, so, no doubt. The win over Blair Oaks to get there.
Oh, that was a good win,
yes.
Right there. That was a real good win. So if you had to point a specific game, I think maybe that just because of the and deservedly so, all the press Blair Oaks gets, they can do it. And when we beat them that year, that was awful nice.
It was very nice. Still remember that right now. Who are some of the influences on you as far as coaches? You're the offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Do you kind of follow head coaches or offensive coordinators? Who impacted you the most in your coaching career?
It was just interesting how, you know, you kind of come in by accident to this. You end up going to school having finance degrees, and that's what you do for your work. But your hobby is coaching, so you kind of go into some of the other. But just coaches I had in high school were some good influence. I played 1 year with Jim Valentich, who was that was his last year as a head coach, and we became friends later as well. I moved back when we became adult. You know, I became an adult. And then, you know, Coach Mauser, who was my varsity coach my junior and senior year. And my linebacker coach was Pete Grathwall, who just passed away a few years ago. Coach Grathwall was a real good guy and good football guy. And it was interesting, Roger Hill, who I don't know if people remember Coach Hill, but I had him as an assistant coach in football, basketball, and baseball, where I had E.G. Rainey in baseball and basketball, but I had Roger was an assistant in all three of those sports. And so he's an influence. In fact, we still chat every now and then. I think a couple years ago we got together and golfed here.
Wow.
With some other guys. But, yeah, so – but those influences. And then we tend to run the football, you know, with our offense.
That's Mexico football, right?
The option football.
Yeah.
And run, and so – you know, you study some of the other coaches, a lot of the military academy coaches that are running option football. So we try to model after some of that. So yeah.
Sure, mm-hmm. Sure. I tell you what, let's take our second break. I could talk football with you all day long, but we'll take a quick break and we'll come back and continue our conversation with Andy Baker here this morning on Meet the Community on KXCO.